Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real.
Oh, yeah.
Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality. Spirituality.
You got a question for RL?
Time to get real and welcome everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I want to thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for being a part of Reality Spirituality. I could not do the show without you, my dear audience. As many are listening and as many as are not listening, I still could not do the show. Well, actually, you know what? Let me think about it. I could do this show without you. I would do this show without you. And the universe is always listening. So I always have an audience. And you know what? So do you. We always have audience. The universe is always listening and always watching and always embracing and always loving. Today is a special show. Why? Because it's my birthday today. Happy birthday to me. 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 And with that, I have never done a reality spirituality show on my birthday. And I've been doing reality spirituality for 2.5 years. Isn't it interesting how it just falls on the perfect day, perfect time? So, yes, it is my birthday, and I've been celebrating already. I've been up since what? I'm in California. I've been up since 5 o'clock in the morning. And what I do every morning is I go outside, and I walk outside without any shoes on. And sometimes I just stand in the driveway. Sometimes I stand in the middle of the lawn. Or sometimes I go out in the middle of the street. And today, I went out in the middle of the street, no shoes, stretched my arms up, feet apart, facing the sun. The sun was almost coming up. And just asked the universe again, same thing I ask the universe every single time. Bring me closer to you. What else is possible? And give me my day. And I've been doing this for a long time. And today, the universe revealed to me what life is all about, walking outside. In my front lawn, there's a tree that is shedding. You know, winter's here and the leaves are shedding. And this tree sheds these little acorns. They're little mini acorns. And when you step on them with a bare foot, they hurt. And usually I walk out and I'm trying to avoid the acorns and I'm like, you know, I step on them, ouch. And I usually try to do that. And today, for whatever reason, I just let my feet walk in whatever path, and I wasn't concerned about stepping on an acorn or not. You know why? Because, yes, it hurts a little bit. Yes, you have this hard rock under your foot. But I quickly picked my foot up and moved on to another acorn to step on. But the point is, and the universe gave me this point this morning, that's what this life is about. Not avoiding the acorns. The acorns aren't going to kill you. But when you step on them and you just don't care and you have a path that you're walking on and you trust listen, all I had to do was get to the center of the road, in the street, and I stepped on a lot of acorns. And before I got to the middle of the street, it wasn't, even me stepping on them, it didn't hurt anymore. It just, I was becoming used to the acorns, and they didn't bother me. And I just use the same analogy with life, that this life is about whatever happens. This life is about, if you want to use labels, ups and downs, challenges and no challenges. But just keep it moving. Keep it moving and know that you're in the right direction. And speaking about direction, this is something that I really, really want to share, especially with my new audience. I believe, this is my opinion, my humble opinion, that, of course, past lives, of course, I was here before, of course, thousands of lives before I evolved into this one. But even prior to coming into this life, in this lifetime, there was a plan, a path, a direction that I could not stop, I could not slow down, and I cannot create it or speed it up. And so knowing for me that this has already been planned out. Because there's a lot of things, honestly, if I was in control, I wouldn't set this shit up like this. Excuse me. I wouldn't set this stuff up like this. There's so many things that have happened that I would not have chosen to happen. I don't care how much I evolved from it. I don't care how much I've learned from it. I don't care how much I grew from it. I would not set it up like that. So I know for me that I am in the back seat and the universe is driving. This is not my, these are not my decisions. This is not my plan. The only thing that I can do on this ride, on this journey, is to not resist to reality, accept all, embrace all, trust, surrender, know that everything that's happening is for my growth. The universe has a better plan than I do. It's proven it time after time after time. So all I have to do is accept it, relax, and enjoy the ride. You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. I have a new way of thinking. It's called the 360. Just came up with it the other day. Thank you, Jay. Just came up with it the other day. 360. Listen to this. 360 degrees. Every time that something happens, every time that I am maybe not as connected, not feeling as accepting, not feeling as embracing of what's going on in my life, I have 360 ways to look at the same issue. I have 360 ways to come up with a different perspective, 360 perspectives, to come up with a perspective that is going to put a smile on my face. Now, change your perspective. Yeah, I can change my perspective. Maybe one, two, three. Maybe I can come up with four or five different perspectives. But 360? Why do I choose 360? Because it's a closed circle. A circle is 360 degrees. And everything in the universe just circles back. Everything in the universe is balanced. Everything in the universe is in perfect order, 360, a perfect circle. So I'm using that as come up with 360 perspectives. You got to be creative, and you got to be, you have to be creative to be able to do that. And not only that, creative, but practice it. The other day, let me just be real. The other day, my son is visiting, and it's just different when you've been in the house alone, and now somebody else is in the house. And so he's got his ways, and I have my ways. And this wonderful young man of mine loves to recycle. Loves it. He recycles everything from paper clips to paper to styrofoam to plastics to tin cans to who knows what else. He is a serious recycler. And I recycle. I recycle two things. I recycle cans and I recycle plastics. That's it. So what happened was he started making piles of plastics and styrofoam and put in different places and saving stuff. And I'm like, oh, no, oh, hell no. That's not going to happen under my – I'm not into recycling everything. I'm just not. It's not my thing. But this is the real issue. So I was having a little back and forth with him, like, I'm not recycling old containers. I'm not recycling styrofoam. If you want to recycle it in your car. Take it someplace else. But this is the thing. I thought that it was his recycling that was bothering me. I thought that it was, him leaving things in the garage to recycle bothered me. And in reality, my dear audience, it is never about anyone else and what they do. It is never about the circumstances. Oh, if I was in a different circumstance, I'd feel better. If I had more money, if I had, you know, accomplished more, fill in the blank. I know without a doubt that it is never about anything or anyone else when I am bothered. So I had to put on my little thinking cap and go down the list and come up with a different perspective. A different perspective, a way of feeling, a way of knowing that is going to bring me back, that is going to bring peace back to me. Because honestly, if I'm not at peace, if I don't have this internal peace, I am just like imbalanced. I'm off, I'm thrown off. It's like, oof, you know, if you haven't exercised in a long time, you just feel like you need it. If you haven't stretched, if you haven't had enough water, I'm just off. And then I had to go back and figure out what it really was that was bothering me. And I came up with the answer. Now, well, with a lot of the universe helping me, came up with the answer. I want to just also say that please, if you'd like to call in and add or make a comment or share your issues that you're having, please feel free to call in at 646-564-9619. Again, 646-564-9619. One of the things that I want to share with you, my audience, is one of my biggest challenges is looking in the mirror and really knowing without a doubt, who the hell am I? What do I like? Who am I? Who am I really? I've spent most of my life being someone that I'm not. In other words, let me give you a perfect example. Growing up, I lived in a household where I was told what to do all the time. Told what to do and criticized. Told what to do and criticized. So when I finally got out on my own, I could do whatever I want, and anybody that criticized me, anybody that made a suggestion, anybody that came at me with any kind of if you didn't come at me submitting to my will, submitting to my way of doing everything, if you came at me with conflict, honey, you were going to have conflict. Easy. I loved confrontation. Oh my God, I fed off of it. It was one of my favorite pastimes. Oh, an argument today? Woohoo! I'm there early. Believe me, I'm not showing up to an argument late. No, I show up early, and I'm ready with both guns blazing. And I've learned in the last 2 weeks, because I've confronted a couple people in the last 2 weeks, just about small things, but still I had this confrontation. I had to speak my piece. I had to say what I had to say. I disagreed with what you said, and I've got to put my 2 cents in. That kind of confrontation. And I've discovered that, yeah, I am good at it. I am good at with words, and I am good at putting people, quote unquote, in their place, and I'm good at just zipping out what I think about you and what I think about your ideas. I'm really good at that. I'm actually very good at it. But what I've discovered lately is the fallout. The fallout behind that confrontation. Because while I'm doing it, while I'm in it, believe me, the other person doesn't have a chance. But what I found is the fallout afterward really makes me feel like crap. It's like when you drink too much. I mean, I remember in my younger days drinking and having hangovers. And hangovers are the worst feelings. I remember when I was younger drinking and thinking, oh, it was, you know, it's fun while you're drinking, but then the hangover, I remember stopping. Oh, I don't want to feel that bad. No, I don't need to drink that much anymore because I don't want to feel that bad anymore. And it's the same thing with this confrontation. It's the same thing throwing my 2 cents in. It's the same thing calling or talking to someone when I'm emotional, having a confrontation. The fallout feels too bad. The aftermath, the afterwards, it just feels like crap to me. And my priority, if you've been listening to the show, my priority is my happiness, my peace in mind. And I'm telling you, you can't be happy and feel like crap at the same time. So what do I have to do? I have to adjust my behavior. I have to zip my lip at any cost. And Of course it's going to be a struggle. This is something new. This is something I discovered the last week and a half, because I was having hangovers and hangovers and hangovers for the last week and a half, because I've been talking to people, giving my piece, you know, my opinion and what they, believe me, I was running wild with opinions and with what someone else should do. And today, no more confrontations. It's not me anymore. And why do I know it's not me? Yes, I can do it. Yes, I'm skilled at it. But why do I know it's not me? It's because I feel too bad afterwards. I feel like crap afterwards. And I'm just going to extend it out there. The universe, for me, is really wanting, and if it's for me, it's for you too, is really wanting us all to become more aware and more enlightened about what this life is really about. What is our purpose here? Well, I believe my purpose is to grow and evolve, to grow and evolve. And that's it. And everything else that falls into place just in perfect order. So if my purpose is to grow, then my purpose is to adjust, and my purpose is to shed behaviors, thoughts, feelings that just don't feel good and don't serve me anymore. And I wanted to share that confrontation with you. One of the things that's happening next year is I have, two speaking engagements. One is going to be at the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles at the Hilton. And the other one is going to be in San Francisco. It's called Live an Extraordinary Life. And this is going to be my first time speaking at a expo at this in this magnitude. And my point is, I found out last week that I might not be speaking at this Los Angeles expo. One of the things that I've had to really, really learn is this attaching to outcomes, attaching to events, attaching to people and what they're going to say and what they're going to do, attaching to anything, attaching to an outcome and wanting an outcome or being excited about an outcome or I've had to let that go also. If I want something to happen so bad that if it doesn't happen, now I'm moping, then that doesn't feel good. And again, these are my experiences and my lessons. And if you feel like you can relate, or it feels like it's a fit for you, but attaching for me has been one of the biggest reasons why I can get disappointed, or I can feel bad about something not happening. I have a lunch date today for my. I love it when people log out of the chat room. I have a lunch date today and at 1 o'clock. And if it happens, it happens. And if it doesn't happen at 12:30, nope, can't go to lunch. Attach to nothing. I want to say that this has been a special, special, wonderful birthday. And I'm glad that I got 30 minutes to speak with all of you and to share with you my birthday and what I've learned and what I've experienced this last year. The last thing I want to say is I really appreciate what the universe is bringing to me and then what the universe has dropped in my lap and what the universe has taken out of my lap. I know that I am evolving and I can feel this growth, and it's a rapid growth in every day and every moment. And I feel honored and special that I have been chosen, as you have been chosen, to experience all of the wonders of this life. Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And actually, on Saturday next this month, we're going to have a limited schedule. You know, it is the holidays. So Reality Spirituality is going to be maybe not on Saturdays, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But you will be able to contact me via my website at RebeccaNorrington.com, RebeccaNorrington.com. And you can follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. Go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality's Facebook page. And until next time, remember who you are. You are an extension. You are an extension. You are the universe is working through you. The universe is living through you. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind with yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Until next time, I love you all. Have a wonderful day. Reality Spirituality. That was quick.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real.
Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one.
Reality Spirituality.
Question for RLM.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real. Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, time to get down.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, you're gonna feel good now.